Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yuma Daf Samach. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur at the Mishnah that you'll find in the middle of Daf Samach. The topic deals with doing the Avodos Yom HaKippurim in their prescribed order, and what happens if you do something out of order. So now we turn to the Mishnah. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim Ho'omur Al HaSeder, all the activities of Yom Kippur that are stated in their order, as is taught in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Hamurim ala seder b'mishnah senu. Im hiktim maise lechavero. If you change the order and had some other activity take place, let's say ahead of schedule, before something else, lo yosa klum, then he hasn't fulfilled his Yom Kippur obligation at all. And as far as what is included in this rule, and as Rashi said in our Mishnah, Hiktim Dam HaSoyer L'Dam HaPar, if he did the blood of the goat before the blood of the cow, and we're referring to activities that we have learned about extensively in previous Dapim. So if you're a first-time listener, so this might appear to be a bit strange or unusual, unfamiliar is the best expression. So, it's important to be familiar with everything that we've learned till now. Hiktim dam ha-soyer la-dam ha-par, yachsor v'yazeh mi-dam ha-soyer la-achar dam ha-par. If he did the goat blood before the cow blood, so he is to do a sprinkling again of the dam ha-soyer, of the goat blood, after the cow blood. That way, you'll be preserving the proper order of having cow before goat. V'im ad shelo gomar es hamatonos shebifnim nishpach hadam. If prior to finishing the blood applications in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the blood spilled out, Yavi dam acher, so you'll have to bring more blood, new blood, that would involve slaughtering an animal, and using that blood, the afsur b'tchilo mibifnim, and then start all over again from that which you need to apply in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The same halacha will apply v'chein b'heichal. Likewise, in the heichal, if you did part of the matnas dam on the poroches, and the blood spilled out, so you'll have to get blood, new blood, and start again, but at the poroches. You start again in the poroches, you don't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chein b'mizbeach hazohov, similarly with regard to the blood applications as applying to the golden altar. Shekulon kaporo b'fnei atzmon. Each stage is considered a separate unit of kapora, literally of atonement, but of a procedural unit. Therefore, when you finish a particular area, it's finished, and you don't have to go back and do it in the event that blood spills out. Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Mimokoim Sheposak Misham Hu Masril. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, these two opinions agree to a more lenient approach, that you don't have to backtrack at all, you just pick up where you left off. The Rashi says, "Mimokam shepasak v'afilu lo nigmura oisa kapora, ein tzorch lafsu v'litein ma shenosan." So that if you did just a partial blood sprinkling in the direction of the paroches, let's say you did three applications out of a total of eight, so and then the blood spills out after three sprinklings, you get new blood and do the balance the next five. Before we continue in the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading, and we've written Machlokes Tanoim Mosai Amrinon de Seder Shel Avodos Yom Kippur Me'akev. We'll see a Tanaic controversy as to when do we apply this rule that the order is a binding feature. Before we begin, let's just review a very, very general point regarding Yom Kippur, is that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, in addition to the standard eight garments known as the golden garments, the Big Days Of, he would change his clothing in the course of the Yom Kippur service. He would change to four white garments, the Dalet Big Day Lavan, and in fact he would change back and forth. The Big Day Lavan were worn for activities that involved him entering the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were other activities as well that were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim during which he was wearing the white clothing as well. The source begins, Tonu Rabbanon, Kol Maise Yom HaKippur Mo'amur Ala Seder, all of the Yom Kippur activities that are stated in a particular order, Im Hiktim Maise L'Chavero Lo Oso Klum. If you changed the order and had something that was supposed to be later was done earlier, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this and says, when is that? B'dvorim hanasim b'big day lovon nibifnim. That's with regard to those activities that he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which of course he is wearing the white linen clothing. However, activities that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though he is wearing the white linen clothing, and Rashi enumerates this, so let's look at this together. Hagrola, that's the drawing of the lots to determine which one of the two goats will be the Soyer Lashem and the other the Soyer Lazazel. Vidui, the confession. Ushvichas Shirayim, and the pouring out of the remainder blood. V'chol Matonos HaPoroiches, U'mizbech Azov, and the blood applications in the direction of the curtain separating the Hechal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the golden altar. Im Hiktim Lohen Dover Me'uchor, Ein Eilu Ma'akvin Olov L'Poslo. If you change the order of any of these things, that will not render the service unfit. Avol, b'shchita u'b'chafina, these are two additional activities. The slaughtering of the animals, which took place in the courtyard, and the chafina is the taking of the hands full of incense that eventually will be offered in the Holy of Holies. The shchita, of course, was the point at which the blood was received in the receiving vessel in anticipation of its being brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for its sprinkling. So these activities, Shchita and Chafina Moidehu, he will concede that Tzorech Pnim Kipnim Domi, that which is necessary for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, has the status of a Kodesh HaKadoshim activity vis-a-vis the issue of order and its binding nature. We continue in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, as we read already, that things that are done in the white clothing mibachutz im hiktim maisi l'chavero mashasa osu. If you change the order, then what's done is done. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Bamed Vamamurim, when is this the case? When is order binding? B'dvorim hanasim b'big day lovan. Bein mibifnim, bein mibachutz. Now we dashed underline bein mibachutz to highlight that this will be a point of difference. He's more restrictive, that even those activities that are done in Big Day Lavan mibachutz that we saw enumerated in Rashi, he will say their order is binding. Avo bedvarim hanasim beBig Day Zav mibachutz, those activities that are done in the courtyard while wearing, or the bachutz can include also the hechal, if you're talking about activities done while wearing the Big Day Zav, the eight standard Kohen Gadol garments, those kind of activities, mashallah, also if you changed the order there, that which you've done, you've done, and it's not binding. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim Mikra Echad Dorshu. Now this comment of Rabbi Yochanan, we will be coming back to this later, hence we have an arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and we'll see on Amud Beis, more than halfway down, a reference to Rabbi Yochanan, and hence this marking. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushneihem mikra echa darshu, namely, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya came to their conclusions, albeit different conclusions, but based on the same pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oilom achas b'shona. This is a pasuk from Yikra Tesayin, which is the section of the Torah dealing with the Yom Kippur service. And the pasuk says that this will be for you as a rule once a year. The word chukas has significance insofar that it indicates something is binding. And the achas bashana is a reference to Yom Kippur. Now, what aspect? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, we're continuing at the top of Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he represented the opinion that said Big Day Lavan, and only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only there is order a binding factor. He holds Mokoim Shemiskaprim Boy Pa'am Achas Bishona. When the Pasuk made reference to Achas Bashana, it's a reference to place. The place that activity, atonement, is performed once a year. And what place is that? That's the Panim, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So only there is the issue of Ikuva, an issue, a factor. Ikuva, meaning something that's binding. So only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim activities that are done there, do we say the order is binding? Rabbi Nechemya Sovar, Dvorim Hamiskaprin Bohem Pam Achas Bishona. Dvorim Hamiskaprin would mean activities that take place once a year, regardless of location or clothing. As Rashi says, Bein Amokim Bein Abigodim. So what comes out from that is activities that are done in the white clothing, those are activities that are peculiar or unique to Yom Kippur. And as far as place is concerned, that's not a restrictive factor. It could be even in the Hechal or the Azora, but they are, if they're activities that are done while wearing the white clothing, which are representative of Yom Kippur activities, the order regarding those will be binding. The Gemara asks, Otu l'Reb Yehuda Mokoim Ksiv? The Pasuk says Achas Bashana. It doesn't say place in the Pasuk. So, arguing that Reb Yehuda is based on Mokoim, that's Pam, Achas Bashana, is hard to argue as his source. Elohainu Taimad Reb Yehuda. Rather, the following is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was much more limited, or we can say is more lenient, insofar as the only time that order is binding is Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the basis for that? So the reason is, as far as Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Zoysu, Ksiv Achas, you have two expressions that are of a limitation nature. The pasuk had said, "Va'isa zois lochem lechukas oilam achas b'shana." So you have two exclusionary expressions. Chad limute bigdei lavon libachutz. One is to exclude activities done in the white clothing outside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, namely, those activities are not order binding. V'chad limute bigdei zav. And the other word is to exclude the activities done while wearing the golden clothing as being order binding. For Rabbi Nechemya, well, what does Rabbi Nechemya say about these two words? Chad limute bigdei zav. On that you see agreement. V'chad limute shirayim delo ma'akvi. And the exclusionary word is to exclude the issue of the spilling out of the remainder blood that was spilled on the base of the external outdoor courtyard mizbeach, that it is not binding, but we must look at Rashi, lemute shirayim, shvicha shirayim, delo, that is excluded from being binding, delo ma'akvi, davar, hama'uchar, lohem, im hikdimu lohem. Even though the spilling of the remainder blood is done while wearing the white clothing, nevertheless the pasuk excludes the shvicha shirayim, spilling of the remainder blood, as being bound by the issue of order. And therefore, if you were to have spilled the shirayim prior to some other activity that should have been before them, that would be okay. The Seder is not ma'akev. The Seder is the order, is not binding. With regard to this, the Shvichas Shirayim. Rabbi Huda's response to that is, I ma'akvi ma'akvi. The Eloi ma'akvi lo ma'akvi. Now, that is a bit vague, so we must look to Rashi. Rabbi Huda, bearing in mind that Rabbi Huda, as we say, is more lenient, the issue of Seder being a binding factor is much more restricted. It's restricted to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Huda, im akvi sha'ar dvorim, hanasim bebigdei lavon, mibachutz bekisidron, if other activities done in the white clothing are order binding, then af shirayim kisidron, then the spilling of the shirayim shouldn't be some type of exception. It should follow the same rule. After all, they are done while wearing the white clothing. And you, Rabbi Nechemya, say that the other activities done while wearing the white clothing, that the order is binding. So why is it that you treat the shvicha shirayim that's also done while wearing the white clothing as something different? And if the other activities that are done while wearing the white clothing are not order binding, lo ma'akvi hani, so then the shvicha shirayim also would not be binding. Shvicha shirayim is a necessary activity. It's not something you can do away with. What did you see fit to treat it differently, to exclude it from binding, from order being binding, as opposed to all the other white clothing activities, as yes being order binding? The Gemara continues, Kidisanya. Now, this Kidisanya it translates as was taught. Now, Rabbi Yehuda just got finished arguing, why do you, Rabbi Nechemya, treat the Shvicha Shirayim as something different? So, what is the role of this Brisa? So, Rashi, if we look in Rashi together, Kidisanya, Dila Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda's outlook, he says, Shirayim ma'akvi kapora kishar ha-matonis, i'okalu legamri. Spilling of the remainder blood is itself a binding activity. Forgetting about the issue of order for the time being, but it is a necessary activity. You can't do away with it. By the way, this is something unique to these korbanos. We're talking right now about the Yom Kippur sacrifices. This is not true with regard to standard daily personal korbanos. The Shvichas Shiram in those kind of sacrifices is not binding. But here, with regard to the Yom Kippur sacrifices, the goat and cow offerings that we're focusing on, the Shvichas Shiram, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, is a binding activity. And Hilkach, Ichuka, Asha'ora, Ksiva, if the word Chuka, we pointed this out earlier, the Chuka indicates something as being binding. If that is applicable to the other activities, then Adidhu Nami Ksiva, then it would apply equally to the Shvichas Shiraim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda himself was lenient with regard to the other Big Day Lavan activities where order is not binding. So, as far as Rabbi Yehuda himself is concerned, the Shvichas Shiraim also will fall into that category. However, as far as Rabbi Nechemiah is concerned, being that everyone agrees that the Shvichas Shiraim is an activity that must be done, you, Rabbi Nechemiah, should have held that the order is binding upon them also. Now, we're bringing this Brisa in, as Rashi tells us, to show that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Shvichas Shiraim is a necessary activity. In fact, regarding that point, we will see a machloikes. But we're focusing right now on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So we read a source. V'chila mikaper es hakodesh. V'chila means when you finish off. Mikaper is a reference to the blood applications. And here we have first Rabbi Nechemiah. He said Rabbi Akiva's approach. Rabbi Akiva's approach to this pasuk is im kiper kila. If you did the blood applications, the blood sprinklings, then you finished what you have to do. The lo kiper, if you didn't do the necessary blood applications, then lo kila, then you haven't finished your obligations. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. We continue with reading Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The difference between them is not so clear when reading the source. The Gemara will point that out, what the difference is. Omar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda turns to Rabbi Kiva and says, "Nay ma lo nomar, why not darshan the pasuk? Why not keep the order of the original pasuk intact? And say, im ki lo, kiper." Notice, we've dashed, underlined these words. You can look back to the original pasuk, and you see the word ki lo comes before the word kiper. Rabbi Akiva changed the order around when he presented his drasha. So Rabbi Yehuda says, why not keep the order of the words and read and explain? If you ki lo, if you finish, then kiper. Then you've done what you have to do. Im lo ki lo, if you don't finish, if you didn't finish the activities, then lo kiper, then you haven't accomplished anything. Shame chiser achas min hamatonos lo also velo klum. If you miss one of the sections of blood application, if you miss one of them, if you miss one of the blood applications, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. V'amrin on my binayu, and we ask, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. These two Amoroyim explain chad omar mashmos dorshaniko binayu. One opinion says that there isn't a practical difference, but rather it's their approach to the words, how to darshan the words, is their difference of opinion, but not in terms of a practical outcome. And v'chad omar, and more importantly for our discussion right now, is shirayim me'akvi ika binayu. The pouring out of the remainder blood after all the blood sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichal, the Mizbech, all that is finished, you have the remainder blood. Is the spilling of the remainder blood an indispensable activity? So according to Rabbi Kiva, Shiraim is not Ma'akev. And when he said his drosha, when he said in Kiper Kila, he meant if you finish the Iker Matanos, the primary blood applications, the blood sprinklings, then you have finished what you have to do. Even if you didn't spill out the balance, the remainder blood. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees according to this approach and says that only if you finished everything, then you have achieved your atonement goal. If not, if you haven't done everything, including the Shvicha Shirem, then you have not fulfilled your mission. You haven't been Yotze. So at this point, what we've done since the beginning of the Omid is we've explained the Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, and if you want to focus the discussion, it was with regard to the issue of the Shvichas. In addition to their basic machlokas as to where order is a binding factor, we also focused on the Shvichas Shiraim as being order bound. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, it's clear that's not order bound. But Rabbi Yehuda was arguing to Rabbi Nechemya, why do you treat the Shvichas Shiraim different as far as order halachas are concerned? Why do you treat it different from other activities that are also done in the big day, Lavan? Now, you'll notice we have a semicolon indicating a slight pause in the thought process. And here we want to go back to something we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Yochanan had said back on Omen Aleph in reference to two Tanoim, reference to Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda, that Shnehem Mikra Echod Darshu. If we look at Rashi before we go on in the Gemara, Rashi that is found 5 lines before it gets wide, Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, would Rabbi Yochanan have said thusly, Dila Rabbi Nechemya Shirayim Loi Ma'akvi, that according to Rabbi Nechemya, the Shirayim, the issue of pouring out the remainder blood is not binding. Dekoamrino Li'el, we said before, Shnei Mikrecho Dorshu, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya darshened the same Pasuk, Umaskona, the Rabbi Nechemya, and the Maskona, according to Rabbi Nechemya, was Chad, one of the two words we were darshaning earlier, Zos and Achas, one of them was Limute Shirayim Delo Ma'akvi, to the exclusion of Shirayim as being something that's not Me'akev. So we look in the Gemara, and we ask, Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, would Rabbi Yochanan have said thusly, that according to Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim are not Ma'akev? The Omer Rabbi Yochanan has said elsewhere, Tana Rabbi Nechemya Kedivre Oimer Shirayim Ma'akvi. Rabbi Nechemya learns like the opinion that Shirayim are Ma'akev. Kashya. So this remains a bit of a difficulty. Regarding this last point, if one was following carefully our explanation that we gave earlier, which was based on Rashi, above, on this Omid, we learned about the two Mi'utim, Achas and Zos, and we had learned that according to Rabbi Nechemya, one was coming to be memayet the Shirayim as being not Ma'akev. That was according to Rabbi Nechemya. And Rashi explained that what was meant was the order of performance with regard to the Shirayim was not Ma'akev, leaving room for one to think that the basic Shvicha Shirayim is an indispensable activity, and just that the order is not Ma'akev. If you were to accept that pshat through till this point in the Gemara, then what we're saying here would be very hard to understand. Where here, we're asking regarding Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, how could he present Rabbi Nechemya as holding Shirayim or not Ma'akev, when Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nechemya says in Maseches Zvachim that Shirayim Arma Akev. The resolution to this would have been very easy if you accept Rashi's Pshat, that namely, that which Rabbi Nechemya says, that Shirayim are Ma'akev, that's their very presence is Ma'akev. That which Rabbi Yochanan indicated before in the name of Rabbi Nechemya, that they're not Ma'akev, that's a reference to the order. However, if being that the that resolution would be so easy, what's the Gemara leaving you off here with a kashya, meaning that this is difficult? So the Tosfos Yishonim, which is found at the bottom of Samach Aleph Omid Beis, the Tosfos Yishonim commentary is printed in such a way that it doesn't correspond to the daf to which it applies. So it's ironically out of order. It's not following the order of the Dapim right now. Nevertheless, if you look there, you'll notice he gives a different explanation to Rabbi Nechemya at the upper part of this page. When the Gemara said Chad Lim Ute Shirayim, according to Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim, as far as Rabbi Nechemya is concerned, are dispensable. Meaning, if you don't do it, you still have fulfilled your obligation. And that would, in fact, create the problem we see over here, where Rabbi Nechemya in Maseches Zvachim says that Shirayim are Ma'akev. That having been said, we continue in the Gemara. This is a new discussion, falling under the general heading of order. The topic heading on the side reads, K'teres Shechofna Kodem Shchitoso Shel Par, Dahainu Shelo Keseder. We're going to speak about the taking of a handful of the K'teres prior to the slaughtering of the Kohen Gadol's cow offering. The Shchitas Par, according to the right order of things, we have a little note on the other margin where under the word Seder we've written. First you have Shchitas Par, then you have the Maisik Torahs of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you have the blood sprinklings. That's the order. So we're going to discuss now where the taking of the handful of incense was done prior to the slaughtering of the cow. That's out of order. So we turn to the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Chanina, K'teres Shechofno Kodem Shchitoso Shopar. The K'teres is the incense. Chofno is the process of taking the cupped hands full of incense that was taken by the Kohen Gadol in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And if he did that out of order, he did that before slaughtering the cow, lo osav alukum, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. He's done it incorrectly, and he'd have to do things over again. Well, Kiman, based on whom is this? Delo k'Rebbi Yehuda. This is not in accordance with Rebbi Yehuda. Dei Rebbi Yehuda ha'omar, if it were according to Rebbi Yehuda, but Rebbi Yehuda had already said, we learned this earlier, ha'omar, did he not say, kiksiva chuka, when is the word chuka, which indicates something is binding, in this case, order is binding, bedvarim hanasim bebig deylovim bifneim hu diksiva. That's only with regard to activities that are done while he's wearing the white clothing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the taking of the handful of victorious is done in the courtyard. So that Rabbi Hanino's comment then would not be in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So should we say that? The Gemara says no. Afilu temo, Rabbi Yehuda. You can say very well that Rabbi Hanina is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. It is true that Rabbi Yehuda was quite lenient and said only with regard to Kodesh HaKadoshim activities, order is binding. But the taking of the hands full was in anticipation of bringing it, the incense, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it, as the Gemara calls it, Tzorech Pnim Kepnim Domi. That which is needed for the Pnim, for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like the Chafinas HaKetores, is like something done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore order is binding. So Rabbi Hanino's comment above will conform to Rabbi Yehuda the Tana as well. Well, let's now analyze that. Tanan, a quote from our Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about the blood spilling out in the middle of the blood applications. And it said, Im ad shelo gomar matonas shebifnim nishpach adam, if prior to his completion of the Kodesh HaKadoshim blood sprinklings, the blood spills out, yovi dam acher, he has to bring new blood, which entails slaughtering another cow, v'yachzor v'yazeh b'tchilo mibifnim, and start the sprinkling all over again. The Gemara points out, v'im Esau, if tzorech pnim kepnim, if the taking of the chafina, of the tores, is like a Kodesh HaKadoshim activity, then the order or the instructions should have been as follows. Yachzor v'yachfon miboyale. It should have said that once the blood spilled out, he's got to go back to the drawing board, so to speak. So what does that mean? He's got to slaughter another cow and do the ktores again. Keep your one finger on the little chart or the little list on the side of the Gemara, and you'll see that if he's got to slaughter another cow before he comes to the sprinklings that he needs to do again, he's also got to take a handful of ktores. So if the blood spilled out at the point he was doing the blood applications in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and he's got to go back to the drawing board, so not only does he have to go back and get new blood by slaughtering a new cow, but he's got to do the other activities, namely the Ktores activities, that also preceded the Hazoz Dam. And yet the source doesn't say that. And by its absence, so one would be led to conclude that the idea of tzorech pnim is kipnim is not really true. The Gemara answers it is true. Why doesn't this Mishnah say then? Why doesn't it say yachzor v'yachfon? The Gemara explains at the top of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Victores loy komairi. Our Mishnah is not talking about Victores. It's true that it would need to be done again, but that wasn't the agenda of the Mishnah. The agenda of the Mishnah was simply to report the law that you have to do the sprinklings again. That if the blood spilled out in the middle of a particular section of sprinklings, you got to start the sprinklings again. That was the agenda of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was not interested in adding the details concerning the Ktoros, even though, technically speaking, once he has to slaughter a new cow, he'd have to do the Ktoros activities as well, all over again. The Gemara continues, Omar Ula. And before we go any further in the Gemara, we have a little starred note indicating another issue of order. And on the side, you can see Matnos Par Kodesh Kodoshim. The sprinkling of the cow blood in the Kodesh Kodoshim must precede the slaughtering of the goat, the Yom Kippur goat offering. That's the proper order. So Omar Ula, Soir Shishochtoi Kidem Matan Domoi Shel Par Lo Osa Velo Klum. The goat offering that's slaughtered before the blood sprinklings of the cow, he hasn't fulfilled his obligations. That's Ula's din. Tanan, we have a source, and the source is brought as a question. On Ula, it says, Hiktim dam hasoyer ledam hapar. If you did the goat blood before the cow blood, yachzor v'yazeh midam hasoyer achar dam hapar. Now, what did he do wrong here? He did the blood of the soyer before the blood of the cow. Now, how do you get blood of the soyer? That means you would have had to slaughter the soyer before. What does the source say? The source says all that he has to do if he did the goat blood before, all that he has to do is just do again a cow blood after the goat blood. But one second here. If he did the goat blood before the cow blood, that means he would have slaughtered the sawyer before the matnas dam of the par. And according to Ula, slaughtering the goat before the matnas, before the cow blood applications, you blew it. You didn't do anything as far as halacha is concerned. Ve'im Esau, if Ula is correct, then yachzor v'yishchot mi boyalei, then the source should have said that having done the goat blood applications before the cow applications, you've got to now slaughter a new goat after you do the cow applications. See, in the source it said all that he has to do is yafso viyazim idama sur achar dama par. That's not enough according to what Ula said. After he preempted the dam hapar with the dama sur, so he had done the goat blood, then the cow blood. At this point that he did the cow blood and he's got to do something over again, you know what he ought to be doing now? Follow the order. After cow blood, you've got to slaughter a new goat. But it doesn't say that in the source. The Gemara answers, Tirgamo Ula. Ula explains that this source that we just read is not referring to the cow blood application in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This source is b'matonos shebehechal. This is referring to the second stage of blood applications. Namely, everything was done properly in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Namely, he did the cow blood applications, he then slaughtered a goat, and then did the goat blood applications, he finished with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he comes into the Hechal for the Paroches applications, he does the goat before the cow. So in the Hechal, you know what? Do the goat again. After means do the goat sprinklings after the cow sprinklings that you had done out of order. You don't have to slaughter again because as far as that point is concerned, he did that correctly. Nothing was ruined order-wise during the Kodesh HaKadoshim sprinklings. The order problem came about only later, so that in order to fix that situation, that if in the Heichal he did the goat before the blood, before the cow, so once he did the cow, do the goat again, that thereby preserving the necessary order of cow preceding goat. V'chein oma Rebbe Ofis, b'matonos shebeicha. Rebbe Ofis also explained this quote of the Mishnah as referring to a change in order with regard to the heichal blood applications. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.